It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Back live once again from SUNY Oneonta. Weren't we just here? Oh, that's right, we were. We were here last night for the Class D boys semifinals with Newfield and South Courtright advancing to Saturday night's championship contest. Tonight we'll have a doubleheader again. Our first contest is number 3, South Courtright, taking on number 2, Southern Cayuga. And then in the nightcap at 7:45, another game we'll have on the radio will be number 4, Stanford, taking on top seed Delhi. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, South Courtright, I thought got here with a very impressive win over 6-seed Deposit Hancock last weekend on Saturday. That game was played at Stanford, and I thought that they had a very tough road to the semifinals here. Going through DH is no easy task, and I thought that was great as they had a real team effort. That's the one thing about this South Courtright team is they are a very balanced team. I don't think you're going to have the one player who's going to have 20 or 25 points, but if you get a solid effort out of everybody, you're going to see a lot of 12, 11, 10 points across the board, things like that. So that is what's really great to see about South Courtright. Southern Cayuga, on the other hand, is a team we don't know a lot about because during the regular season, they play in a different league. They play out in the IAC, and it's a lot different. One thing we do know is that they played Delhi earlier this year. Delhi scheduled a non-league contest, went out to Southern Cayuga, and defeated the Lady Chiefs by 15 points. So they're a team that always kind of flies under the radar. I try to keep my eye on them throughout the regular season, and we do know that junior Katie Kopp is probably one of the best players that will be on the floor here tonight for either side. She's a great shooter, a junior, a guard who can really handle the basketball, and will look to get to her other favorite target and classmate, also a junior, Lauren Sherman. So those are the two players that you really have to be aware of tonight if you're South Courtright watching this Southern Cayuga team. And they're a team that has experience, too, because they're here year after year, and they do a great job coming through their league, kind of flying under the radar, getting usually a top four seed of some kind. Even though they have some more losses, they're playing a lot of B and C schools during the season, so they're racking up those points. And they come into sectional play, they kind of fly under the radar, and they find a way to get it done. So they have ended up here at the semifinals a number of times over the years. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll be right back. We'll have Southern Cayuga and South Courtright coming up on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show here on WCDO, live from SUNY Oneonta tonight. It's Southern Cayuga taking on South Courtright. That's our 6 o'clock game. The 7:45 game tonight will be Delhi and Stanford. And we'll also keep you up to date on the BG girls. They are playing Green out at SUNY Cortland tonight. They tip off at 6 o'clock. That is in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. So we're keeping an eye on everything, and we'll have the tip-off coming up here between the Lady Chiefs of Southern Cayuga and the Lady Rams of South Courtright. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a break, pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll be right back with this first semifinal tonight on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. We're getting you set for Southern Cayuga and South Courtright here. SK is the 2 seed, SK is the 3 seed. Again, it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. A big thanks to Cork and everybody over at Chambers and O'Hara. We really appreciate their support of high school sports. Let's get our starting lineups first for Southern Cayuga and head coach Ed Heslop. They start with junior number 10, Lauren Sherman. Senior number 11, Amber Black. Senior number 12, Amy Credatis. Junior number 13, Katie Kopp. And sophomore number 14, Brooke Walter. For the South Courtright Lady Rams and head coach Josh Burrows, they will start with junior number 3, Anna Ryan Shagan, sophomore number 10, Emily Burns, junior number 14, Jordan Finch, sophomore number 23, Aislinn Brunson, and a junior number 21, Isabella Dubois. And boy, if you're head coach Josh Burrows, you've got to be excited. You have your whole starting five will be back next year for this very, very talented SK team, champions of the Delaware League this year. I'm trying to remember the stat off the top of my head. I believe they have won 9 straight Delaware League championships and 10 of the last 11. So the future continues to be bright at South Courtright as they do a fantastic job over there at SK. And I just want to say, think about this. They've had a school construction project this year. They haven't had a gymnasium. They have played every game on the road. and they haven't really had their home uniforms on. I saw the South Courtright boys in white last night, and it was weird because I've seen them in blue all season long. They played every game on the road. Their boys have made the sectional finals, and their girls have a chance to go to the sectional finals here tonight if they can defeat Southern Cayuga. That's all without a gymnasium. They practiced in neighboring schools, gymnasiums, played all their games on the road, went to community centers to practice, did whatever they had to do to get the job done. So here we go. South Courtright will go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the blue uniforms with the white trim. Southern Cayuga's in the white uniforms, the home uniforms, with the red trim. It's like a cherry red. And we're underway. Southern Cayuga will win the opening tip. They'll go to the left side of the floor. Now to the high post. It's intercepted here by Brunson of South Courtright. And SK will come away with the basketball. And they'll bring it back up the floor with Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan to the right side will set up the offense here for the Lady Rams of South Courtright. 7:35 to go in this first frame. Here's Burns on the right side. Burns with a pass down low to Brunson. Great little 180 spin move. Puts it up. It won't go down. Jordan Finch with the rebound. Finch on the baseline, falls to her knees, ball is loose. Southern Cayuga will come away with it, and we'll have a timeout here taken, it looks like, by Southern Cayuga. That was going to be a jump ball, but they just got it in time. We'll step away, 7:25 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Courtright and Cayuga on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hi, and welcome back, folks. Out of the timeout, South Courtright has taken an early 2-0 lead here over Southern Cayuga. The shot out of the timeout was by Anna Reinshaken, and now Southern Cayuga with the ball. They'll bring it down the floor. A shot from the left side is off the mark and no good. Scooped up by Isabella DuBois. South Courtright will come away and bring it back up the floor on the left side. Here is DuBois. We'll find it back to Ryan Shagan, and SK will set up on offense. A 2-0 lead here for the Lady Rams over Southern Cayuga with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor here for Ryan Shagan. Reverses to the right side for Emily Burns. Down low, Jordan Finch. Turnaround shot is short. Rebound loose on the floor. Out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Lady Chiefs here of SC. So 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. A 2-0 lead here for Courtright over Southern Cayuga. They'll break the press here. Here is Katie Kopp, wants to take it right to the rim. Her left-handed layup is no good. The rebound opportunity for the Chiefs is also off the mark. And SK will come away again with a loose ball rebound with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. SK 2, Southern Cayuga nothing. Right side of the floor here for Emily Burns as the Rams set it up on offense. A little backdoor cut by DuBois on the baseline. Holding on to it here. We'll zip it to the high post for Brunson. She takes it down low. Her layup is up and good. and Hazel and Brunson puts it in, and it's South Courtright 4, Southern Cayuga nothing. With 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor here for the Lady Chiefs. Scouting report, obviously, is to keep an eye on Katie Coffier as Reinshagen is all over her on defense with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Reinshagen shadowing her. Back the other way here for Southern Cayuga. Left side of the floor, a straightaway long two-pointer is up and good for Amber Black. She gets it to go, and it's a 4-2 game. We'll have to get a look to see if that's a box and one defense the next time down for the Lady Rams there against Katie Kopp. Rams settling in here on offense. They'll go to the left side of the floor for Du Bois with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Two-point lead for SK. Du Bois passes down low for Jordan Finch. Now back to the top of the key here for Reinshagen. Reinshagen threads the needle to Du Bois on the far side. To the right low block for Jordan Finch. Finch now back for Reinshagen. The running jumper is good. Anna Reinshagen gets it to go, and it's 6-2 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. South Courtright on top of Southern Cayuga. The opening game tonight of the Section 4 Class D girls semifinals here at SUNY Oneonta. Southern Cayuga with a shot from the right side in the corner. It's off the mark. A rebound is tracked down by Amber Black. Black passes to the left side, finds Amy Kurdatis, and her shot is up and good. And so, actually, they're going to give that basket there to Brooke Walter, saying that Kurdatis handed it off to her. So it's 6-4 with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. South Courtright leading Southern Cayuga. Top of the key for Burns. Now back to Du Bois. Du Bois looking for options. The Rams in the blue uniforms tonight with the white trim. They go into the right side corner on the baseline. Now to the high post for Finch. Back out for Reinshagen. Had her pocket picked, and Kopp is off to the mark, off to the races here. Kopp will pass one across for Brooke Walter, who puts it up and in. Walter gets it to go. We're tied up at 6. South Courtright's going to take a timeout with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 6-6 between South Courtright and Southern Cayuga, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3 minutes to go in the first quarter here live from SUNY Oneonta tonight. It's South Courtright and Southern Cayuga tied up at 6-6. Our opening game of the Section 4 Class D girls semifinals live here at SUCO. Here's Reinshagen as SK has the ball. They go right to left. They cross the midcourt timeline. Reinshagen to the high post finds Brunson. Now back out to Reinshagen. Dribble drive down low. Reinshagen will find Finch. Finch working for some real estate, and she'll travel. Was trying to take that one extra step to go up for the layup and shuffled her feet. And so the ball goes back to Southern Cayuga with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Dribbling up the floor will be the junior, Katie Kopp. Still looking for her first basket, but she's done a good job to get her teammates involved. Left side of the floor for Amber Black. Black to the far side. Now they'll pass down low off the glass and good for Brooke Walter. And Walter has 6 points here for Southern Cayuga. They take their first lead of the contest, 8-6, with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Now back to Du Bois. Dribble drive down low. We'll kick one out for Reinshagen to the high post on the foul line for Brunson. Brunson back out to Reinshagen as they look to work it around. The Rams trailing Southern Cayuga 8-6 with 2:05 to go in the first quarter here tonight on CDO. Here's Du Bois with 10 on the shot clock. Now it ticks its way down towards 5. Swantak will pull up for the jumper. That's no good. Finch with a big-time rebound at the right low post. Kicks it back out, but not before she's fouled. With 1:55 to go in the first quarter. This looks like it's going to be a tight game here tonight between Southern Cayuga and South Courtright. The 2 and the 3 seeds here in the sectional bracket. The winner of this game will play the winner of Delhi and Stanford. That game is at 7:45 tonight. Championship game will be Saturday right here at Oneonta. at 4 o'clock. Pass on the inbounds play to Brunson, and she's quickly fouled as she went up for the right-handed layup. They'll say it was on the floor. And so the Rams will inbound it underneath the glass. Here's Du Bois again looking to get the basketball in. Southern Cayuga 8, SK 6. Here is Du Bois looking for options. Goes to the top of the key for Reinshagen. Reverses for Brunson left side. Brunson down low. Good little 180 spin off the glass and good for Azel and Brunson. And we're tied up 8-8 with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Southern Cayuga back down the floor. Here's Katie Kopp, the talented junior. Tries to take it to the rim. Left-handed layup off the mark. Had a hand right in her face there from Jordan Finch. And back up the floor for Swantek. Here is Mackenzie Swantek, the junior, off the bench here for SK. They're deep. They'll play a lot of different players here tonight. Right side of the floor now for Swantek. They'll go to Brunson, and she'll travel as she got it at the high post and tried to make a move to the low post. Shuffled her feet. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. We remain tied 8-8 between SK and Southern Cayuga. What a long bus ride, about 2.5 hours from Southern Cayuga to get here to Oneonta, pushing 3 hours, I would even say, on the bus. So they've done a good job to settle in here in the first quarter to shake off those bus legs, much like Newfield did last night in the boys' game. Left side of the floor, turnaround shot here for Amy Kordatis, and she's fouled by Brunson with a minute to go in the first quarter. And we're tied 8-8 between the Rams and the Chiefs. And this will be the senior, the lone senior here on the floor at the moment, Amy Kordatis, to the line for SC. Kordatis' first shot is off the back of the rim and no good. Akira Olsen will check into the game here for SK. Finch is going to go to the bench. I like this move by head coach Josh Burrows. Give Jordan, the tallest player on the floor, a little bit of a breather here. Doesn't pick up any silly fouls in the last minute of the first quarter. And a tie ball game between South Courtright and Southern Cayuga, 8-8. Not tied anymore as the second foul shot is good for Amy Kordatis, her first points of the night. So it's Southern Cayuga 9, South Courtright 8, with a minute to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor. Here is Reinshagen left side, looking for options. Reinshagen will dribble drive to the left side of the floor. Reinshagen now reverses to the right side, goes down low. Pass for Isabella Du Bois, and she is fouled at the left low block as she went up for the layup and will head to the line with 43 seconds to go in the opening quarter. So here is Isabella Du Bois, the junior, the younger sister of Lexi Du Bois, who led this team to the Section 4 Class D championship game last year. First shot here for Bella is off the mark. Second shot coming. Of course, SK won the regional last year against SS Seward, advanced to the Final Four in Class D last year before falling to Panama in the semifinals, 48-43. Second shot for Bella is up and good. So Isabella Du Bois ties this game up 9-9. Of course, Lexi is now just over the hill at Hartwick playing soccer and basketball for the Lady Hawks. So that's very impressive there for that South Courtright graduate. Southern Cayuga with a shot down the floor. Shot is off the mark. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Lady Chiefs. No, it'll go back to SK, they say. Last touched there by Katie Kopp, who was fighting for a rebound. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. We're tied 9-9 between the Rams and the Chiefs. Opening game tonight of the Section 4 Class D girls semi. Here's Du Bois on the right side of the floor trying to set it up. Only about a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, so they can run it right down if they want. Here is Swantek. Dribble drive right side. Now off to Isabella Du Bois. Bella gets down low. Tries to dish one off for Olsen. It's intercepted. Southern Cayuga with 5 seconds left. They streak down the floor on the right side looking for Kopp. Pump fakes. Dishes off. A shot at the buzzer here for the Chiefs is good. Up for three from Lauren Sherman, her first basket of the night. And Southern Cayuga ends the first quarter with a 12-9 lead over South Courtright. Second quarter coming up. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on CDO. We'll be right back.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. 12-9, Southern Cayuga on top of South Court right here, and now a steal by the Lady Chiefs from SK to start the second quarter. Just an update on that Class C game. Bainbridge Guilford is leading Green 12-4 at the end of the first quarter. That game is out of Cortland in the Class C bracket tonight. So BG leading 12-4 in that semifinal. Southern Cayuga with a shot from Kopp. It's knocked out of bounds, and we'll go back to SK with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Back here at Oneonta, Southern Cayuga leads South Courtright 12-9, and Ryan Shagan will walk it up the floor. We'll keep you updated all night on the D and the C games as BG and Green playing a big one tonight out at SUNY Cortland. Here is South Court right at the top of the key. They go to Bella Du Bois, left side. Reverses for Ryan Shagan on the right side. And SK goes right to left. They go to Swantack. It was stolen away. Good defense there by the Lady Chiefs. Back up the floor for Amber Black. Black, left side of the floor. Tries the little running jumper. It's off the mark. Follows it. Gets her own rebound. Tosses it up. Left this one short. Another rebound here for Du Bois. And she'll dribble it out of trouble's way. With 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Southern Cayuga 12. South Court right 9. Ryan Shagan across the half-court timeline with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Ryan Shagan on the right side looking for options. And they will find Mackenzie Swantack on the left side of the floor. Swantack will go to the high post for Brunson. Brunson with a little up-and-under move, pushes it in, and she gets it to go. Brunson with 6 points, and it's Southern Cayuga 12, South Courtright 11, with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor. Now they'll pass down low here for Credatis. Can't get it to go, but her rebound is followed up and put in by Katie Kopp for her first basket of the night. So it's Southern Cayuga holding on to this three-point lead, 14-11, with 6:10 to go in the second quarter. Brunson back again. Little 360 spin, no good. Rebound shot here for Akira Olson is off the mark. Another rebound for the Lady Chiefs, and they'll streak down the floor as they go left to right on your radio dial. Passing one off for Sherman. Her shot is off the mark. Swantack will pick it up, and the track meet continues as she hustles down the left side of the floor. Swantack will find Olson. Wants to take it right to the rim. A push-off, and a charge is called against Olson, even though she made the basket, pushed off with that arm. And the ball goes back to the Lady Chiefs of Southern Cayuga with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Brooke Sarno is going to come in. Swantack will go to the bench here for SK. Again, 5:45 to go, second quarter. Southern Cayuga 14, South Courtright 11. And so Southern Cayuga will walk it up the floor here with Katie Kopp. Sarno is going to have the duty of guarding her. SK looks like they're in man-to-man at the moment with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Kopp with a little dribble drive. Kopp at the foul line will dish one off for Sherman. The layup, no good. Hit the rim twice, and now a rebound for the Lady Rams. Ball was on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Southern Cayuga 14, South Courtright 11. Ball underneath the basket here for the Lady Chiefs. Lady Chiefs coming in with a record of 15-6 into tonight's game after defeating Hunter Tannersville in the first round, Kander in the second round. They'll get a jumper here to go up and in from Lauren Sherman. She now has 5 points. And it's Southern Cayuga leading 16-11 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Here is Burns down the right side of the floor. Burns for Ryan Shagan, intercepted, but taken right back here by SK. And here is Ryan Shagan looking to set it up on offense. She'll go to the high post for Bella Du Bois. Du Bois will now go back to Ryan Shagan. SK in need of a basket here, trailing 16-11 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Sarno, pulls up, now goes back out to Burns. A long three is off the mark, a rebound for the Lady Chiefs, and they're looking to run. Katie Kopp across the half-court timeline, left side of the floor, will dish one out, now gets it back. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Goes to the right side and into the corner here for Amber Black. She spots up with a jumper. That's off the mark and a rebound for Burns. And SK will bring it back up the floor, but she stepped out of bounds. Burns ran out of real estate, stepped on the line, and it goes back to Southern Cayuga with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. SK is going to go to the bench once again. Lauren Schmidt will come in for the Lady Rams, and Burns will go to the bench with 4:25 to go second quarter. Southern Cayuga on top of South Court Wright, 16-11. Ball punched out of bounds, actually kicked out there by Bella Du Bois. Got her toe on that one, and it went up into the stands with 4:25 to go second quarter. So again, the Lady Chiefs leading the Rams 16-11 as they'll get the ball into the backcourt here with Kylie Raymond, who's into the game now for Southern Cayuga. They'll go to their leading scorer, Katie Kopp, takes it down low. Kopp to the high post here, looking for Raymond. Shot is off the mark. No, up and good. And so Amy Credonis off the feed there from Raymond gives Southern Cayuga an 18-11 lead with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And now the ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to Southern Cayuga. They tried to pass it down low to Bella Du Bois, off her foot and out of play. And so Southern Cayuga starting to open up this lead a little bit here as they lead 18-11 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And South Courtright has gone cold, only scoring 2 points so far in this quarter. Left side of the floor now for Katie Kopp. Kopp will pass down low. Brooke Walker with a layup opportunity. It's off the mark, out of bounds, and goes back to South Courtright with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Southern Cayuga 18, South Courtright 11. SK will have the ball against some full court pressure here from Southern Cayuga. Here is Brunson down the right side of the floor. Jordan Finch back into the game now here for SK. Brunson back out to Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan looking for options. Let's see what Finch can do as she gets back in the ball game. Here is Sarno to the right side of the floor. Had it intercepted, taken away here by Kopp, and she'll streak down the left side of the floor. Kopp dishes one off, and a foul here on Finch as she got tied up down there with Amy Credonis. And so Finch now will pick up her second foul with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. And that's a tough one. She just comes back into the game. Actually, it's her third foul with 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. So that's going to be very tough here for South Courtright. As to the line here is Credonis. First shot is off the mark and no good. And so Finch is going to have to go back to the bench. Swantak will come back in. And I don't think we're going to see Jordan Finch until the second half here. She sits with three fouls. That is tough for SK. They're going to have to find a way without her. And the second foul shot is up and good here for Credata. She has 4 points. And a timeout is taken by Southern Cayuga. With 3:25 to go in the second quarter, it's Southern Cayuga 19, South Courtright 11. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Have another update from the BG and Green game. BG 20, Green 15, 2 minutes to go until the halftime. They're in the semifinals in Class C out at SUNY Cortland. So BG was up 12-4 to start the second quarter, and now it's down to 20-15. So Green trying to chip away there at the Lady Trojans. At the Lady Bobcats, I should say. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Southern Cayuga 19, South Courtright 11. Southern Cayuga will have the basketball in midcourt. They'll look to bring it back up the floor here on the right side with Katie Kopp, their leading scorer throughout the season, but only 2 points so far here tonight, but they're still finding a way to get it done. with 3 minutes to go in the first half. They pass one down low for Kredatis. Her shot is off the mark. A rebound here for DuBois, and back up the floor for the Lady Rams of SK. Across the half-court timeline, and we'll have a collision here at midcourt. Brunson was trying to set a pick. Kopp walked right into it. I believe they're going to have a foul on Kopp with 2:58 to go in the second quarter. Yes, they will. And that's her first and the team's second. So here's the team foul situation in the second quarter. South Courtright with two, Southern Cayuga with one. South Courtright only has scored 2 points so far in the second quarter. They need a bucket, and they need one fast here to try to get the mojo going again before the halftime break. Here's Reinshagen with a running jumper, and she gets it to go. So Reinshagen and Brunson both with 6 points apiece. Southern Cayuga 19, South Courtright 13. Right side of the floor for the Lady Chiefs. Little dribble drive for Kopp. Kicks one out. Long three-pointer. Left side is off the mark. Rebound here for Kopp. Goes into the land of the trees. Gets the rebound. Puts the shot up again. It's no good. Jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to SK with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. And they're trying to do all this with Jordan Finch, their center, who stands about 6'1", sitting on the bench right now with three fouls. So it's really going to have to be some bench players stepping up here for the Lady Rams to try to get them back in this game as they trail by six late in the second quarter. Here's Swantak across the half-court timeline. Finds Brunson on the right side. Brunson stops, gives it to Reinshagen, back left side in the paint. The jumper, the bank is no good. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up here by Southern Cayuga, and back up the floor across the half-court timeline. Here is Katie Kopp. Kopp to the foul line, now at the left elbow. Turns around, swings it for Brooke Walter. Back for Kopp. Little pump fake, tries to take it to the rim. The kiss off the glass is no good. And Reinshagen scoops up a rebound here for SK. So the Rams still trailing by six, 19-13, with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor here for Lauren Schmidt, who is in the game. Back up for Reinshagen. Give and go back here to Schmidt. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Now back to Swantek. And across for Schmidt. 8 on the shot clock as they continue to work it down. Back for Swantek. A 3 on the left side is too strong. Rebound loose on the floor, and Schmidt comes up with it. Now she gets fouled in the left side corner as Southern Cayuga came in with an aggressive double team. And SK will hold on to the basketball. Foul will be on Amy Kredatis, first, second, team second in the second quarter. You'll want to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report as we will make sure we update you on the out-of-town scoreboard from that BG and Green game, as well as give you our scoring summary from the first half here and preview our second game between Delhi and Stanford. Here is Brunson at the high post. Brunson with a little spin move gets to the left elbow. Now we'll dish one off here for Reinshagen. Running jumper in the lane is no good. Rebound for Southern Cayuga with a minute 10 to go before the halftime break. Here is Kopp back up the floor for Southern Cayuga as they go left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the red trim. Back to Kopp in the paint. Dishes left side baseline corner. The shot is off the mark. Swantak with a rebound, but she gets tied up. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Southern Cayuga with 57 seconds to go in the second quarter. Halftime score is Bainbridge-Guilford leading Green 22-19 in Class C action out at SUNY Cortland tonight. So we'll talk a little bit more about that at the halftime break. BG the 1 seed, Green the 5 seed in Class C. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Kopp in the corner, left side for 3 off an inbounds play. No good. Rams sky for a rebound, and they have an outlet. A home run pass here to Bella DuBois. She can't finish the right-handed layup. Now we'll have a jump ball, and possession arrow will stay with the Rams. DuBois, I'm sure, wants that one back. She had a pretty clean look at it, and it wouldn't go down. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Southern Cayuga 19, South Courtright 13. Ball will be inbounded underneath the basket. And this will be Olsen here for SK. Olsen looking for options. Will find Brunson. It was tipped out of her hands and back to Southern Cayuga. And up the floor here for Katie Kopp. Kopp tries to take it all the way to the rim, and she couldn't finish on the right-handed layup. Had a really clean look at it. Hit the side of the rim, and SK will scoop up the loose ball, Windex the glass, and bring it back here to midcourt. Now to Reinshagen. Down low for Bella DuBois. Off the glass and in. Isabella DuBois with 3 points tonight. Cuts it down to a 4-point game. Southern Cayuga 19, SK 15. 15 seconds to go. And Southern Cayuga can play for the final shot of the quarter here if they wish. Here is Katie Kopp. Dishes one left side for Sherman for a 3. Got it. Lauren Sherman with a huge 3-pointer to make it 22-15. 4 seconds left.
SK's not going to get a shot off before the halftime break, and that'll do it. A huge three-pointer by Lauren Sherman in the corner from the left side gives Southern Cayuga a 22-15 lead at the break. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, our halftime score, SC 22, SK 15. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. It's time now for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And, boy, you might want to keep that number handy if the weather report is true. It looks like on Friday night we could get some serious snow. And you'll want to stay tuned to WCDO to find out if there's going to be any changes in games or schedules, anything like that for sectionals. Hopefully nothing will be affected Saturday, Sunday. I know there are some sectional games on Friday night in some of the bigger classes, so it's going to be very interesting to see how much snow we actually get and if it's going to affect any of the games at all. So make sure you check out our Twitter feed at WCDOsports.com, and I'll try to keep you as updated as I can there. It's going to be kind of quiet the next 2 days with no games tomorrow, and then at least in terms of C and D, there's no games on Friday. But I'll just do my best to keep an eye on the weather report as well as see if there's any changes from Section 4 that if they make that call. It'll be very interesting to see if they just move the Friday games to Saturday. It's all going to depend on availability of venues and everything like that. So it could be an interesting next couple of days with the weather here for the sectional championships. Just want to give you that update Again, in Class C, this game is out at Cortland tonight. It's the Class C girls semifinals. BG leading Green 22-19 at the halftime break. It was 12-4 BG on top after the first quarter. So a tight game there between the Lady Bobcats and the Lady Trojans. So that is an interesting one. It's, two teams that know each other very, very well from the regular season. They do a great job playing one another. The MAC semifinals, BG came out on top 47-37. And a game that was a lot closer than that 10 points indicates. So you knew that Green was making some progress, and they're hanging tough tonight with BG as expected. So that is a great game tonight out at SUNY Cortland. Our score here at the half is 2-seed Southern Cayuga leading 3-seed South Courtright 22-15. The winner will advance to the Section 4 Class D championship game right back here on Saturday at 4 o'clock. The winner will play either 1-seed Delhi or 4-seed Stanford. So let's go through our scoring summary in the first half. First for Southern Cayuga. They have 8 points from Lauren Sherman, 6 points from Brooke Walter, 4 points from Amy Credatis, 2 apiece from Amber Black and Katie Kopp. Katie Kopp is their leader, their main leading scorer during the regular season, only with 2 points, so SK's done a good job on her, but it's been Lauren Sherman. She hit that three in the corner on the left side at the about the 2-second mark before the buzzer went off in the second quarter, and that really ballooned this lead up from 19-15, where I think SK feels a little bit more comfortable, to now 22-15. So this is, after SK was down 19-11, they got a couple of buckets, they got it to within four, they're chipping away, and then another three-pointer for Southern Cayuga. So a great job there by Lauren Sherman. On the other side for SK, 6 points apiece for Anna Reinshagen and Adelyn Brunson, and then 3 points from Bella DuBois. So the big story here is Jordan Finch with 3 fouls and no points. She's doing a great job when she's in there rebounding the basketball. She's just going to have to play very, very careful and try to get her points, too. She's a double-double machine during the regular season. They're going to need that to try to crawl back in this game here in the second half. Again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can save instantly when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card right at the pump. For more details, call them at 563-HEAT. We'll take a small break. We'll be right back. Halftime score, Southern Cayuga 22, South Courtright 15. That's in Class D. And in Class C, BG 22 and Green 19. We'll keep you updated on all the scores here tonight on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our score here, Southern Cayuga 22, South Courtright 15. The Section 4 Class D girls semifinals tonight, live from SUNY Oneonta. Here's some interesting stats that we have here. 10 turnovers for South Courtright in the first half, 1 for Southern Cayuga. South Courtright shooting 47% from the field and only 24% from the field for Southern Cayuga. So they're shooting 24%, but they still have the lead 22-15. A lot of it, I would have to say, is because of those turnovers, just getting some easy looks at the basket and finding a way to get it done. So SK, if they can keep up that shooting percentage, 47% is a great number, and they can continue to chip away at this, but they're going to have to rely on what they have been very good at all season, and that's playing some great defense. They're going to have to stay scrappy, but they're going to have to stay out of foul trouble, especially Jordan Finch with 3 fouls, no points. I mean, she was a huge reason why they were able to knock off Deposit Hancock in the quarterfinals, I thought, because she had a double-double of 16 points, 11 rebounds. I mean, she just really does a lot for this team, and it's tough when she's on the bench. You can see they're a different team when Jordan Finch isn't out on the floor. No points and 3 fouls in the first half for Finch. So SK is going to have to find a way to try to get back on the winning page here and chip away. Good thing is there's 16 minutes of basketball left, and we've seen a lot of games in this building this year that the score has been lopsided for one team, and then the other team has come back to win, so you just never know. It was a real treat last night as the Newfield boys defeated Delhi in the first Class D boys semifinal, and then SK hung on in a thriller against GMU. So our Section 4 Class D boys championship game on Saturday will be at 6 o'clock. That will feature 1-seed Newfield and 2-seed South Courtright. So you Ram fans listening tonight or in attendance here are hoping you can get both teams in the final tonight, or on Saturday, I should say. That would be a lot of fun. And the other game tonight that will decide who the winner of this game will play will be 1-seed Delhi taking on 4-seed Stanford. That game's going to tip at 7:45, and that is set to be a great game here tonight as well. All the guards and run-and-gun style that Delhi brings to the table going up against Stanford, who also has good guards, but they have freshman Melanie Hoyt as well as junior Madison Hoyt. They are great on the inside, and I'm interested to see how Delhi handles the height of the two Hoyt sisters. I mean, Mel is about 6'1 and very, very smooth on the inside. She can grab a board, back to the basket, little turnaround baby hook, has a variety of nice moves. She does a good job, so I think Delhi is going to have to be prepared for that. But if there's a coach who stays up all night preparing, it's a guy like Todd Bruce. You know he's going to have every scenario thought out to get his Lady Bulldogs ready. So that game's going to be at 7:45. We'll take a quick break. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, our halftime score here, Southern Cayuga 22, South Courtright 15. In Class C action, in case you're just joining us, Bainbridge-Guilford is leading Green 22-19 at the half. That game is out at SUNY Cortland in the Class C championship. Either Green or BG, whoever makes it to the championship game, we will have that game on the radio for you on Sunday afternoon. That's the plan. That game will be at 1 o'clock, and then we'll have the UV boys taking on Tioga and the boys' Class C semi, or final, I should say, at 3 o'clock from SUNY Cortland on Sunday. So a lot of basketball left to be played, folks. It's going to be a ton of fun. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the third quarter here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
your local sports leader. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. As we start the third quarter, Southern Cayuga leads South Courtright 22-15, and the Lady Chiefs will have the ball to start the second half as they go right to left on your radio dial. They'll force one into the corner here. A shot from Katie Kopp is off the mark and no good. A rebound for SK. BG has opened up their lead to 29-19 with 5:25 to go in the third quarter. That update coming from SUNY Cortland. So 22-15, here is our score as we start the third between SK and Southern Cayuga. And then Green and BG is 29-19. BG on top there. Here is SK with the ball going left to right. They're in the blue with the white trim. Here's Burns down low, lost control of the basketball. And back up the floor here is Katie Kopp. Looking to take it all the way to the rim. Now she'll back it out. Jordan Finch is back in the game, folks. She's got to be careful playing with those three fouls. A pass down low, and Brunson is called for a foul here on what looked like, at least from this angle, a pretty good block. But heading to the line will be Brooke Walter for Southern Cayuga. And so to the line here will be Brooke Walter. First shot is up and good for Walter. She now has 7 points. Second shot coming with 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Southern Cayuga leading 23-15, looking to add to it. Yes, it's good. So Walter now with 8 points, and it's Southern Cayuga 24, South Courtright 15. Up the floor here for Bella DuBois, and SK has to make sure they don't get too far in a hole here. They've got to keep chipping away. They go to the high post for Brunson. Brunson back out for Burns. The jumper for Burns is short. Rebound is scooped up here by Finch, and Finch gets tied up. Jump ball is going to keep it with SK. Good hustle there by both teams. Somebody on Twitter just sent me a map here of what the Nor'easter power outage forecast is coming up for the Friday storm, and it looks like it could be a doozy, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. As SK gets the ball in, Finch goes up for a jumper, and she's fouled with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. Yeah, this weekend looks like it could be interesting weather-wise for sure, especially in our neck of the woods. Finch will go to the line here, looking for her first points tonight as Southern Cayuga leads SK 24-15. Finch, first shot is good. And that is what Finch brings to the table. She's able to get those rebounds, go back up, possibly get fouled, get to the line, if not finish them off. Second shot coming here for Finch. And that one is good. So Finch goes 2 for 2. Southern Cayuga 24, South Courtright 17, with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor here for Katie Kopp. Kopp on the baseline, left side, will kick one back out here for Lauren Sherman. Sherman back into the corner for Kopp. A three ball is short. Finch with a rebound and an outlet pass to Brunson. Brunson ahead now for Bella DuBois. DuBois wants to take it right to the rim. Now she puts on the brakes, kicks it out, and they'll work with the shot clock with 20 seconds to go here on that shot clock. Right side for Bella DuBois. Gets down low. Off the glass. It's good. The kiss is good for Bella DuBois. And it's 24-19. SK trying to chip their way back in. They've got it down to a five-point game with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor. A pull-up jumper for the Chiefs is no good. Finch with another rebound. That shot was off the mark by Brooke Walter. Finch is looking to run, and she's fouled from behind. In transition, it was Lauren Sherman who was trying to steal it away and pick her pocket. She gets whistled for the reach-in foul. So 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Southern Cayuga 24, South Courtright 19. I'm told Green has chipped it down back to a five-point game against BG, 29-24 in the third quarter. So we'll keep an eye on that Class C game as well. Here's Brunson, right side. We'll now go to Finch. Finch back to Brunson, who finishes it off. Big-time bucket there for Brunson. She now has 8 points, and it's a three-point ball game. The Rams coming back to life here. Southern Cayuga 24, South Courtright 21. Kopp to the near side finds Brooke Walter. Walter reverses back for Amber Black. A cutting Lauren Sherman picks up the ball, goes back to Kopp, baseline drive. Kopp down low will work one back out to the foul line. Pull-up jumper here for Southern Cayuga is off the mark from Amber Black. Rebound for SK. SK trailing here by three, 24-21. They go to DuBois on the left side of the floor as the Lady Rams work it back up to the half-court timeline. And now for Emily Burns, back to Ryan Shagan with 5:15 to go, third quarter. Rams trailed 22-15 at the half. They've cut it to 24-21. Here's DuBois, tries a reverse layup, no good. Rebound for Brunson, and she's fouled. And it looks like the foul was on the floor with 5:05 to go, third quarter. Southern Cayuga 24, South Courtright 21. Ball underneath the basket here for Bella DuBois. DuBois looking for options, goes to Finch. Finch with a pump fake, takes it to the rim, up and good for Jordan Finch. And SK has cut this back to a one-point game. South Courtright 24, Southern Cayuga 24, excuse me, South Courtright 23. Left side of the floor here for Raymond, who's back into the game for Southern Cayuga. She goes to Walter. Walter on the right side, skips across the top of the zone for Kopp. Pump fake, Kopp takes it down low. And we're going to have a push-in foul here on Isabella DuBois with 4:45 to go, third quarter. Southern Cayuga 24, South Courtright 23. That's the second team foul on SK. There's three for Southern Cayuga. First personal on DuBois. Right side of the floor here for Kopp. Her shot is blocked, but it went right into the hands of fellow Chiefs teammate here, Amy Credatis. Back to Kopp. She takes it down low, rejected there by Finch. And off and running, here comes SK. Back up the floor for Aislinn Brunson, back into the hands of Emily Burns. Burns down low for Finch. Finch at the right low block. Gets tied up there. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow goes back to Southern Cayuga with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Back and forth here between the Chiefs and the Rams in the Section 4 Class D Girls Semifinals live from SUNY Oneonta tonight. Southern Cayuga 24, SK 23. Here is Katie Kopp, again only with 2 points. SK has really done a good job of locking her down on defense. Right side of the floor now for Lauren Sherman. Sherman back across for Kopp. DuBois is right in her shorts on defense. To the high post, now for Kopp. She'll find Lauren Sherman. Sherman out of bounds. So she tried to do a bounce pass for Credatis down low through her hands, and it goes back to SK. Ryan Shagan will walk it up the floor with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Southern Cayuga 24, SK 23. Third quarter action here as Ryan Shagan finds DuBois on the baseline. DuBois back up to the high post for Brunson. The foul shot, area shot is no good, out of bounds. No, they'll say it was ball loose on the floor. It'll be a foul on Brunson, who was trying to follow her shot there. And that's going to be her second foul and the team's third. Southern Cayuga wants to talk things over. They'll take a timeout. 3:40 to go in the third. Southern Cayuga 24, South Courtright 23. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Quick update on the out-of-town scoreboard. BG leads Green 33-24 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter in Class C action. It's a nail-biter here between the Chiefs and the Rams. Southern Cayuga leads by a point over SK 24-23. The Section 4 Class C girls semis tonight live from SUNY Oneonta. Southern Cayuga with the ball out of the timeout. Here's Katie Kopp. Kopp on the left side of the floor. Reverses to the far side for Brooke Walter. Walter for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Bella DuBois. Home run pass ahead here for Ryan Shagan. Ryan Shagan down the floor for the layup and the lead. It's good. Ryan Shagan with 8 points. And the Lady Rams have crawled out of the hole. And they retake the lead 25-24 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Top of the key now for Katie Kopp. Kopp will get into the paint. We'll dish one off for Brooke Walter. Walter now into the corner for Lauren Sherman. She tries a three ball. It's no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go to South Courtright with 2:50 to go in the third. What a difference having Finch in the game. She's done a great job playing with those three fouls. SK has crawled back into the game. They now lead 25-24, and just her rebounds, her passing, just her presence in there is altering a lot of shots that the Lady Chiefs are trying to take. Du Bois will get across the half-court timeline, going left to right on your radio dial. Du Bois looking for options. We'll go to Brunson at the high post. Brunson in the paint. We'll now go back to Finch. Finch, little pump fake down low into the corner. Lost control of the basketball. Finch tries to steal it back and does. Finch feeds it across for Ryan Shagan. She'll work it back up to Burns. We're going to have an official timeout here with 2:25 to go in the third. Ball is going to go out of bounds. Looked like they didn't have a shot clock reset when they should have. The officials caught it, so they are going to give SK the ball out of bounds on the far side. We'll see how much time. They take 5 seconds off the shot clock, so it ticks from 30 down to 25. And we'll get back underway with the score, SK 25, Southern Cayuga 24. Here is Ryan Shagan at midcourt and to the right side. As SK goes left to right in the blue uniforms with the white trim. They go to the high post now for Brunson. Backdoor cut here for Ryan Shagan, left low block. Nowhere to go for the small guard, Ryan Shagan, so she'll work it back out. 10 on the shot clock for Du Bois. Du Bois to Ryan Shagan in the corner. Ryan Shagan, dribble drive into the paint. It's blocked, ball is loose. Scooped up here by Southern Cayuga, and an outlet pass. Here come the Lady Chiefs. Back up the floor for Brooke Walter. Walter on the right side with a minute 55 to go, third quarter. SK leading by a point, 25-24. They'll go back to the high post for Brooke Walter, closely guarded by Ryan Shagan. Now to Katie Kopp, who has Bella Du Bois right in her face as she has the whole second half. Chiefs work it down low on the right low block. It's no good. Du Bois gets tied up there with Amy Kredatis. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow this time gives it back to the Lady Rams of South Courtright. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. SK 25, Southern Cayuga 24, the Section 4 Class D girls semifinals here tonight. Winner will advance to the finals on Saturday at SUNY Oneonta. We come to you live here from Dewar Arena tonight on the campus of SUNY Oneonta. Beautiful facility for these games. Here is Bella Du Bois, left side for Ryan Shagan on the left low block. Ryan Shagan losing control of the basketball. It's taken away by Katie Kopp, and Southern Cayuga is looking to run. Two on one if they hurry. Kopp down the right side of the floor. Dishes one off. It's a block there by Brunson, and SK comes away with the basketball. Got a good clean block there on Amber Kredatis. Ball out of bounds as SK tries to bring it back up the floor. It'll stay with the Rams. Brooke Walter did a good job on defense to hustle back and tip that one out of play. 1:05 to go, third quarter. SK leading by a point, 25-24. It's turned into a defensive battle here late in the third quarter. Here's Ryan Shagan crossing the Red Dragon logo at midcourt. She goes left to right. Goes left wing side. Ryan Shagan dishes off for Finch. You can't finish the right-handed layup. Point-blank opportunity. Rebound for Southern Cayuga. Crossing the half-court timeline. Here's the Chiefs dishing one here for Brooke Walter. Gets the basket to go, and she's fouled. Brooke Walter with the bucket and the foul. Let's see who this is on. This could be big for SK. Foul will be on Du Bois, her second and the team's fourth. So Walter, the first player on either team to go into double figures, she's got 10 points and gets the foul shot to go, so she has 11. Here's an update on BG and Green. BG 35, Green 26 at the end of the third quarter. Almost the end of the third quarter here with Southern Cayuga leading by a deuce, 27-25. Here's Brunson, takes it to the rim, can't get it to go. Finch with a rebound, and she finishes. Jordan Finch with 6 points. We're tied up at 27 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Katie Kopp for Southern Cayuga. Into the corner, pull-up jumper here for Walter is off the mark. Rebound for Du Bois. A long pass ahead here for Ryan Shagan. She's in for the layup but can't finish. Du Bois on the trailer shot is fouled. Got the rebound, couldn't get it to go, but is fouled with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Great job by Du Bois to get the pass ahead to Ryan Shagan. She couldn't finish. And then another great job to go ahead and get that rebound as she was trailing the play and get fouled. So Du Bois to the line. First shot is good for Bella Du Bois. She has 6 points. And SK retakes the lead, 28-27. Second shot coming here for Bella Du Bois, trying to keep the Lady Rams in the lead late here in the third quarter. Second shot is good for Du Bois. Steps up and goes 2 for 2. Lady Rams lead 29-27. 15 seconds left, third quarter. Almost a steal here at midcourt. Ball is loose on the floor. Southern Cayuga comes away with it, and we're going to have a double dribble. That's the call on Brooke Walter. She tried to squeeze her way through a double team and double dribbled. And so SK is going to go to the bench as they get the ball back. Brooks Sarno comes in, who's an excellent long-range three-point shooter. We'll see if they can get her the ball for a clean look. With 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, SK up the ball, up the floor quickly with the basketball, down quickly to 6 seconds. Here's DuBois. DuBois into the corner looking for Sarno. No, he's going to take it right to the rim. It's blocked. Ball loose on the floor, and that'll do it. End of the third quarter. It's a two-point game. South Courtright 29, Southern Cayuga 27. The exciting conclusion coming up on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So SK comes storming back to lead Southern Cayuga 29-27 to start the fourth quarter. Great game here tonight in Class D action. And so Southern Cayuga will have the basketball on the right side of the floor. Here is Katie Kopp, their leading scorer, but only with 2 points tonight. They have held her in check. Here is Kopp down low on the baseline. Kopp backs one out into the left side corner. Goes to the high post. Turnaround shot for Brooke Walter is up and good. Walter now with 13 points. She's been doing a great job, and we're tied up 29-29 with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Live here in the Section 4 Class D girls semifinals from SUNY Oneonta. Here's Brunson at the high post, takes it to the rim. It's rejected, and SC comes away with it. Left side of the floor, quickly here for the Chiefs. They'll throw a shot up and in off the bench for Lily Colton. With the left-handed layup, finishes it off, and the Lady Chiefs lead 31-29. Here's Brooke Sarno for SK. Early parts of the fourth quarter. Lady Rams trying to answer at the top of the key. A lot of basketball left to be played. Here's Brunson at the high post. Brunson back out for Sarno. Pump fakes on the baseline. Sarno back for Finch, who's playing with three fouls that she picked up in the first half. She's been doing great. Here's Brunson at the elbow, left side, rattles out, was halfway down, and then popped out. Rebound here for Southern Cayuga. They lead by two, 31-29, with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor here for Lily Colton. Back out, a long three for Lauren Sherman. Left it short. Rebound is picked up, scooped up, and put in by Katie Cox. Good time for your leading scorer to get a bucket. And Southern Cayuga now leads 33-29 with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Southern Cayuga, the 2 seed. South Courtright, the 3 seed. And the Rams will take a timeout. Again, 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. SC 33, SK 29. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just when South Courtright took the lead, worked very hard in the third quarter to get ahead by a point, Southern Cayuga has come back with a little run of their own. It's now the Chiefs leading the Rams 33-29. Out of the timeout, Finch with a turnaround shot, no good. We're going to have a foul. Let's see who this is on. This might be on Finch. Yes, it is. So that is going to be the fourth foul on Finch. First foul of the fourth quarter on either team. So SK with one, Southern Cayuga with none. Finch playing with four. She's going to have to be really careful here. Southern Cayuga ahead 33-29 with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. trying to punch their tickets to the championship game on Saturday. Here is Southern Cayuga with the basketball. Katie Kopp on the baseline. We'll work one back out for Sherman. Sherman to the far side of the floor looking for Amber Black, and she threw it away. Black tried a big-time chest pass that was more like a long home run football pass, and it was through the hands there of Credatis and out of bounds. I think she was just so focused on getting the zip to get it there so it didn't get stolen that it just took off and went sky high and out of bounds. SK with the basketball. Southern Cayuga showing press. SK's going to have to dribble it up here with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Swantek gets it across the half-court timeline to Reinshagen. To the high post now for Finch. Backdoor cut here for Brunson, and Brunson is fouled on the floor in the paint with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, our score, Southern Cayuga 33, South Courtright 29. Here's a BG score update. Last check we had, BG 40, Green 26 in the fourth quarter there. Brunson with the first shot to line here. She gets it to go. Brunson now with 9 points for SK. And it's back to a three-point game, 33-30. Brunson, second shot coming. Left this one short, ball loose on the floor on the rebound, picked up here by Southern Cayuga. So a three-point game. SC 33, SK 30. Here is Katie Kopp on the right side of the floor. She's done a great job handling the ball tonight for the Lady Chiefs. Chest pass back across for Brooke Walter, who has a game-high 13 points. Walter into the corner here for Lily Colton. Colton for Kopp. Leaves one off, and the rebound shot is no good here for Molly Walter. And a rebound for SK. They'll bring it back up the floor. Swantek will find Isabella DuBois as SK trails by three with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Swantek at the top of the key looking for options. Swantek to the high post. Picks up her dribble, goes to Brunson. Foul line shot is short. Ball loose. Bella DuBois goes into the land of the trees, comes up with the basketball, goes down low for Finch. Turnaround shot is off the mark and no good. And a rebound here for Southern Cayuga. Finch has to be so careful. It's hard for her to crash the boards right now with those four fouls. SC back the other way. A shot to Lily Colton. She banks it off the glass and in. Little five-footer. And it's Southern Cayuga 35, South Courtright 30. Rams trailing by five halfway through the fourth quarter after they came back to take the lead. Rams trying to get back into it once again. Here's DuBois, lost control of it, stolen away by Brooke Walter. Walter down the floor. Her shot is off the mark. A rebound for Swantek and an over-the-back call here on Southern Cayuga and Molly Walter. And so that's the first foul on Southern Cayuga here in the fourth quarter. And the first on Walter. Olsen's going to come back into the game. DuBois heads to the bench. So SK out there right now with Swantek, Olsen, Reinshagen, Brunson, and Finch. Time is starting to become a factor here for SK, down by five. See if they could cut it back to a one-possession game here. They try to pass it into the left low corner for Brunson. It's knocked out of bounds by Southern Cayuga. And so the Rams will hold on to it. They'll inbound the basketball just over by their bench on the left wing side as SK goes left to right on your radio dial. Reinshagen looking for options, and a timeout has to be taken here by SK, or they would have had a five-second call. With 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter, Southern Cayuga 35, South Courtright 30. We'll be right back after a 30-second break on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Here's an out-of-town score update look. The BG girls are on top of Green, 44-31 with 3 minutes left. So it looks like BG could be punching their tickets to the Section 4 Class C final, which will be on Sunday at SUNY Cortland. Back here at SUNY Oneonta, it's the Section 4 Class D girls semis. Two-seed Southern Cayuga leads 3-seed South Courtright 35-30, which has been a back-and-forth contest here between the Rams and the Chiefs. South Courtright gets it in. Jordan Finch with the jumper. It goes. Finch off the inbounds play now with 8 points, and it's back to a three-point game. Southern Cayuga 35, South Courtright 32. 4 minutes left. Still a lot of time here for both teams to make some moves. Chiefs have the ball. Here is Raymond at the top of the key as Southern Cayuga goes right to left. The pass into the corner now for Brooke Walter. On the baseline drive, Walter with a shot. It was blocked there by Finch. She comes down with the basketball. Finch will find Brunson, and South Courtright looks to dribble out of trouble, and they will. Up the floor for Mackenzie Swantek. Swantek will now find Olsen on the right side. Olsen, a little give and go. Trying to get it down low here for Finch. Couldn't get the ball to her. 15 on the shot clock, 3:30 to go on the game clock. They go to Finch down low. She gets tied up, lost control of it. Southern Cayuga comes away with it. SK fans wanted a foul, but they won't get it. Here's Kopp, dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. Ball goes back to the Rams with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. You have a feeling this one could come down to the wire here, folks. Southern Cayuga leading South Courtright 35-32. Here is Ryan Shagan, puts on the Jets, gets across the half-court timeline. Here is Ryan Shagan on the baseline, stops, looking for options, got herself in a tough spot, had it stolen away here by Katie Kopp. Kopp is looking to run. A pass ahead here is up and off the glass, and good for Brooke Walter. On the breakaway layup, she now has 15. It's back to a five-point game. Southern Cayuga 37, South Courtright 32. Left side of the floor here for Ryan Shagan. Passes down low for Brunson. Brunson gets tied up. South Courtright calls timeout with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Southern Cayuga 37, South Courtright 32. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. South Courtright with the basketball. Here is Olsen for a long two. Good. Akira Olsen off the bench with her first basket makes it 37-34, and it's back to a three-point game. Big-time bucket there from Olsen, and it was very close to being a three, foot-on-the-line type of scenario. Here is Katie Kopp passing one into the corner. Southern Cayuga with the basketball going right to left. They go back to Kopp for three. Got it. Katie Kopp from downtown. She's got seven, and that makes it 40-34. Big-time shot there from Southern Cayuga. 2:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Olsen back to the top of the key for Swantek. They're going to need another big bucket. Olsen steps in. Her shot is off the mark. Rebound for Katie Kopp, and she'll look to work it up the floor. Southern Cayuga, the two seed, in control, 40-34, with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout is taken here by Southern Cayuga with a minute 55 to go, fourth quarter. Southern Cayuga 40, South Courtright 34. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our last out-of-town scoreboard look here has BG ahead of Green, 47-31 in Class C action. That should be going final pretty quickly. But a minute 55 to go here in the fourth quarter with the score Southern Cayuga 40, South Courtright 34. Lady Rams need a stop. Katie Kopp in the corner for three, knocks it down. That might be the dagger right there as Katie Kopp hits another three-pointer, and it's 43-34. Left side of the floor here for Bella DuBois. DuBois will now find Ryan Shagan on the right side. Ryan Shagan to DuBois. Pass is intercepted, taken away here by the Lady Chiefs with a minute 25 to go in the fourth. Back quickly up the floor here for Southern Cayuga across the midcourt timeline. Here is Kopp to the foul line with a minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. They're just trying to run some time out here as Southern Cayuga leads 43-34. The Rams, who made it to the state Final Four a year ago, are on the verge of getting knocked out of this tournament. Finch gets tied up down low. Possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back to South Courtright. Won the sectional final last year, defeating Delhi. Then defeated SF Seward in the regional before falling to Panama in the state Final Four a year ago. A young team for South Courtright. No seniors in the starting five. They should be pretty strong next year. They find themselves down with a minute five here to go in the fourth quarter. 43-34. We'll step away. 30 seconds on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Southern Cayuga on top 43-34, trying to punch their tickets to the Section 4 Class D final on Saturday. Right side of the floor for Ryan Shagan. Goes down low for Finch. Off to Brunson, who can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled and will head to the line with 51 seconds to go. Final score in BG and Green. BG, the one seed, defeats 5-seed Green 47-34. So BG will be headed to the Section 4 Class C Girls Championship game for the second straight year. They'll play the winner of Moravia and Watkins Glen, which will be the second game out at SUNY Cortland tonight. So that game will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock. First shot here for Brunson is up and good. She has 10 points. Second shot coming. It's 43-35. Brunson's second shot is up and good. Brunson with 11. It's 43-36 with 50 seconds to go. Southern Cayuga with the basketball. Here's Kopp down the left side of the floor, and she is fouled by Brunson. With 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, that will be the second team foul on South Courtright. Third on Brunson, so there's still a couple more fouls to give before you would send them to the line. Ball goes into the hands of Kopp. Kopp to the right side of the floor. Is fouled here by Du Bois with 40 seconds to go. Again, our score here, Section 4 Class D girls semis, Southern Cayuga 43, South Courtright 36. Southern Cayuga looking to get it in. It's knocked out of bounds by Bella Du Bois. Make sure you stay tuned as we will have our second game tonight, 4-seed Stanford against 1-seed Delhi, coming up at about 7:45. Southern Cayuga will inbound the basketball on the left side of the floor. And they'll look to get it in here with Brooke Walter. Into the backcourt for Katie Kopp. Yes, it's over and back. I think Southern Cayuga thought that SK touched it. Didn't look like they did, and the Rams will get it back. They trail 43-36 with 38 seconds to go. They're going to have to get a quick bucket and then continue playing great defense. They pass down low to Finch through her hands. It was too tall for her. And out of bounds, and it goes back to Southern Cayuga. Right idea, they just couldn't execute. With 33 seconds to go. Southern Cayuga with the basketball. Finch and Ryan Shagan will team up for a foul here. They'll get the foul on Ryan Shagan. That'll be the team's fourth and the first on Ryan Shagan. 31 seconds left. Southern Cayuga 43, South Courtright 36. And Southern Cayuga will inbound the ball. In the backcourt, they go to Katie Kopp. Kopp will look to bring it up the floor. Ryan Shagan shadowing her. She gets across the half-court timeline with 25 seconds to go. A foul by Ryan Shagan. And this one is going to send Kopp to the line to maybe put the icing on the cake here for the Lady Chiefs. Southern Cayuga, the 2-seed, leading 3-seed South Courtright, 43-36. And heading to the line here is Kopp. the junior, has come alive in the second half. She now has 11 points as she gets the first shot to go. Second one coming for Katie Cotton. As Stanford and Delhi ready to warm up, look on. Second shot coming here for Cop. It's good. Katie Cop goes 2 for 2. 25 seconds to go. Timeout is taken by South Courtright with the score. Southern Cayuga 45, South Courtright 36. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 25 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Southern Cayuga 45, South Courtright 36. Again, the final score between BG and Green. One seed BG punches their tickets back to the sectional championship game in Class C with a 47-34 victory over Green tonight. Great job by the Lady Bobcats. They will play the winner of Moravia and Watkins Glen, which will tip off at 7:45. Make sure you stay tuned. Our postgame show is coming up after the exciting conclusion of this one between the Rams and the Chiefs. Southern Cayuga leading at 45-36. They'll go into the corner for Brooks Sarno. The senior fires up a three, but she stepped out of bounds in front of the SK bench. With 20 seconds left, it looks like the Chiefs trying to hold on to this one here as Southern Cayuga and head coach Ed Heslop will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here with 20 seconds to go. Again, Southern Cayuga leading 45-36. We'll have our postgame show after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, as we do with every game. And then we'll have a full wrap-up. We'll talk about this game, and we'll take a short break. We'll have a little music, I believe, in between this game and the next game while we get things set, and we'll be back with our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show in probably about 15 minutes from now as Delhi and Stanford will be warming up on the floor here at SUNY Oneonta right after this. It's been an exciting 2 days of basketball here, as it always is for the semifinals. The boys were last night, Newfield and South Courtright advancing to the Section 4 Class D championship game. That game will be on Saturday here at SUCO, and the girls also will be at SUNY Oneonta. And it looks like we're going to have a foul on the inbounds play as we'll get back underway. Foul will be on Sarno. And so this will be Katie Kopp going to the line. Actually, foul's going to be on Reinshake in her third. And Southern Cayuga will be shooting the rest of the way. So here's Katie Kopp. First shot for Kopp is good. She had 2 points at halftime, and we kept saying she's going to have to find a way to score some points here. She was getting everybody involved, doing a great job that way. But then her shot started to fall as she misses her second foul shot. And she has really helped Southern Cayuga get ahead in this ball game. Southern Cayuga leads 46-36 with 10 seconds to go. Here's Du Bois for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound for Sarno. She tosses it up with 6 seconds left. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow goes back to Southern Cayuga. And they'll just have to run these 6 seconds off the clock. And the two-seed Lady Chiefs will be coming back on Saturday afternoon for the championship game. They get the ball into Kopp. She'll dribble her way out of trouble. Down to 2 seconds, 1 second, and that'll do it. Southern Cayuga 46, South Courtright 36. The season is over for the Lady Rams. Another fantastic season in the books for Josh Burrows and his team. They just come up a little short here tonight against a very good Southern Cayuga team. And we'll see who Southern Cayuga plays in the final. It'll be either Delhi or Stanford. That game will be coming up in just a few minutes. Postgame show coming up. Again, our final. Southern Cayuga 46, South Courtright 36. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. So Southern Cayuga, the 2 seed, defeats 3 seed South Courtright, 46-36. Here's our scoring summary here in our post-game show. First for Southern Cayuga, 15 points from Brooke Walter, 13 points from Katie Kopp, 8 points from Lauren Sherman, 4 points from Amy Credatis, and then 4 points from Lily Colton off the bench, and 2 for Amber Black, for a total of 46. On the other side for SK, very balanced scoring. 11 points from Adrian Brunson, 8 from Anna Reinshagen and Jordan Finch, 7 from Bella Du Bois, 2 from Akira Olson, to total up for 36 there for SK. Let's go through our 3 awards tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Brooke Walter from Southern Cayuga, 15 points. And I thought she hit some big shots in the first half when Katie Kopp wasn't hitting, and that allowed Southern Cayuga to really play great here tonight. So she gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up, it's the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to Aislinn Brunson, 11 points for South Courtright. I thought she was great, especially with Jordan Finch on the bench. So Aislinn Brunson with 11 points tonight will get our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We will give that tonight here to Katie Kopp, 13 points, really made the huge shots down the stretch and did a little bit of everything, getting her teammates involved to help Southern Cayuga here tonight. So Katie Kopp is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner from Southern Cayuga. That's going to wrap up our broadcast. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. We're going to take about a 10-minute break. When we come back, we'll be live here again at SUNY Oneonta with 1 seed Delhi taking on 4 seed Stanford in our game at 7:45. Again, our final score, South Courtright falls to Southern Cayuga, 46-36. Southern Cayuga will advance to the final on Saturday. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll see you in about 10 minutes on CDO.